It's Tuesday, June 3rd, and it's 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, The Growing Truth About Cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, artists, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, stash.normal.org. And continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. Visit www.redaphid.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Stash. I'm Radical Russ, and we're getting ready here at Normal West Coast Media HQ for our trip up to Aspen, Colorado. I'm flying out this Thursday early in the morning, so just want to give you a heads up that there won't be a daily audio stash for Thursday. They won't let me do the stash on the airplane, so be ready for that. But for today's stash, we got all sorts of great information for you. We're starting off with an interview with Omar Figueroa, who is with the Normal Legal Committee, and he's a constitutional defense attorney in California. We're going to talk about that Kelly decision in California that invalidated the statewide limits established by Senate Bill 420 regarding the possession limits of cannabis and cannabis plants by medical marijuana patients in the Golden State. I've also got an interview with Bob Newland, the editor of Hemphasis.net, also the founder of South Dakota Normal, who's talking about the Lakota Nation and how they are using hempcrete, a hemp concrete product, to build some of their buildings out there and what some of the advantages of this hempcrete product are. For our musical break today, Cannabis Carrie's got the day off, so I'm going to bring you another track from the Dirtball's new album, Crook County. This one's called Just a Friend. I'm sure you'll really dig it. And, of course, all of our usual hemp headlines and reefer madness on our Government at Work Day today. So get yourself some big bamboo rolling papers, sit back and relax with your favorite strain, because this is your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines.
Informal conversation on medical marijuana from the Seattle Times. Washington state health officials met with representatives of law enforcement and medicine Monday, another step in their legislatively mandated mission to define the 60-day supply of marijuana granted in state law to patients with serious health conditions. Although the health department sought public comment in an unusual set of workshops around the state before drafting a rule, which will start the clock on a set of formal hearings, Governor Christine Gregoire directed it to seek more comment from law enforcement and the medical community, which were barely represented among the hundreds who spoke at the workshops. For an hour and a half, the participants wrestled with this task. Don Pierce, the executive director of the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs, said, quote, "This is a medical decision. It should be determined by physicians," end quote. But he says the number shouldn't be so big that, quote, "anybody involved in cultivation and sale could hide behind it," end quote. Earlier this year, health officials told the governor they planned a limit of 35 ounces and a 100-square-foot growing area. Dr. Bob Wood, director of the HIV/AIDS Program for Public Health, Seattle and King County, said a pack-a-day smoker would use about 4.4 pounds of tobacco in 2 months, and 2 months' worth of the HIV/AIDS pills he takes weighs 2.2 pounds. Setting a medical marijuana limit is difficult, Wood said, because the health department is seeking a one-size-fits-all number, something unusual in medicine. Health officials said they expect to produce a draft by July 1st. Wow, prohibition really warps this conversation. The abuse of prescription drugs is skyrocketing, yet nobody proposes we have police making recommendations to doctors about how many pharmaceuticals they can prescribe. When police hear 35 ounces, the gears start turning and they start adding up numbers. Let's see, 300 an ounce, 35 ounces. Why, that's over 10 grand worth of weed. It sets off their spidey sense and all they can think of is criminals. They imagine patients only really need a couple of ounces and they'll be selling the rest and the market will explode. Nobody could really need a kilogram of weed, they figure. But if they gave it some thought, they'd realize that higher limits would lead to less profit for drug dealers. Right now, there are medical marijuana patients who get their medicine from the black market because their caregivers aren't legally allowed to grow very much medicine. Remember, it's a crop, and bad things can happen to crops. Mites, molds, fungi, or just poor gardening. It's easy to run out when you have, say, a 3-ounce limit, and you're a patient who must eat a half ounce of cannabis a week to function. If you allow them to grow more, these patients are less likely to visit a dealer. You're taking the best return customers away from the dealers. You're hurting the dealer's bottom line. Also, as patients are able to maintain larger amounts, it floods the intra-patient market. Patients tend to share with patients, or at the very most, expect just a modest reimbursement for indoor gardening expenses. My experience in Oregon, where we have a statewide 24-ounce limit, has been one where I know hundreds of patients who haven't visited the weed dealer in years and pay in expenses the equivalent of $50 per